the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So, why us?
Here we go. DM deep dive time. Before we start with the DMs, Roz, got a DM from a fan who said every time you guys end the DM deep dive, you always say, hey, Maria, thanks for the DMs. That was great, whatever. And Maria always says, no problem or anytime or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah. So this person said, Maria should come up with some sort of a catchphrase to end the DM deep dive.
Oh.
Or maybe have like a bunch of different ones so it's not always the exact same three.
No, it should be one. So, one catchphrase.
Maria.
Okay.
I'll give you until like just while we go through the DMs today.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you think of a couple and then maybe we can like narrow it down?
Yeah, we could workshop them.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the end of this DM deep dive, we will figure out what your new catchphrase is.
I'm on it.
Okay.
I'm on it.
Is that it? You're going to say I'm on it?
No, but I mean, that would be really bad.
Okay. All right, what do we got today?
All right, Jackson wants to know, whatever happened to Mocha versus Shem, the bowling challenge?
Oh. Mm.
Yo, Shem put our, Shem.
What? Yo.
Shem,
that is not true, sir.
Shem backed out. Shem didn't want to.
You didn't back out? When did I back out?
Because you never brought it up again, which, by the way, when you don't bring stuff up, that means you don't you don't want to battle.
Okay. I don't remember you ever bringing it up either, though, Mocha.
Thank you, Roz.
I remember when we originally had that conversation, we had a whole thing. It was King of Pins,
yeah.
Shem versus Mocha. It was going to be a whole thing.
Yeah, don't you guys remember?
And then what the hell happened to it?
I think Shem's afraid to lose again.
Then let's do it. Let's just do it.
Shem, you already lost the race.
I won't lose twice.
Then yes,
I will
you will.
Not lose
when
twice.
Do you want to do it? What's I don't even know what the date is today. What's the date today?
15th.
Okay, so when do you guys wonder? How much time do you need?
None. You can go after the show.
I need a little bit of time to plan this.
Go right now.
When do you want to do this?
Please.
Like 3 weeks. 2 weeks? 2 weeks.
Two weeks?
Yeah.
I will give you 2 weeks, not 3 weeks.
It's
bowling.
You're giving Shem 2 weeks.
It's bowling.
You're giving Shem 2 weeks.
So what day are we looking? What day works for you?
Let's do like a Friday night so that Mocha can cry over the weekend.
Oh, please.
What do you think?
Okay. Stop. Okay. So as it is right now, because we have to set this up now, otherwise one of you is going to chicken out. So
yeah.
Friday, May 3rd, right? Yeah.
Sure.
Friday, May 3rd, it will all go down. It will be King of Pins, Shem versus Mocha. Yeah. We will announce the locate. Do you want to have fans show up or you want to do this in private?
No, of
fans?
Course. Let the fans show up to see Shem lose.
Okay.
You realize they're going to have their phones, right?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to do this. We will let fans know the location, everything else, but it's going to go down Friday, May 3rd in the evening, right? Because we're bowling's an evening game, right?
Of course it is.
It's not going to be noon.
Let everyone that listens to the show.
Okay.
Once we know the location, you are all invited. Back in the day, one thing nobody knows, right? So Shem and I grew up in the exact same neighborhood. So I know people who know Shem. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, they used to call Shem Gunnerball.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Okay?
Wow.
That's like a well-known fact in the streets. They called Shem Gutterball.
Damn.
So anyway, Shem.
Just lying on the radio, huh?
They used to call me Gutterball, but it was for things I was great at.
Hey.
Oh my God. Anyway, King of Pins, it's on.
Okay, King of Pins is happening. It'll be Friday, May 3rd. We're going to find a location. You guys will be able to show up. We'll do it at a time that makes sense for people in the audience, all this other stuff. But yes, okay, good. I'm happy about this. May 3rd is when it's all going down. Shem versus Mocha, King of Pins.
Shem.
And it's one set. We're not going to do like best 2 out of 3 and all this stuff.
You hear that, Mocha?
Me?
Yeah, you hear
Shem,
that?
Do you know what a lily is? In bowling?
A lily?
Yeah.
What's a lily?
It's a 5-7-10 split. See, you lost already, son.
Oh, wow.
Here we go, gutter ball.
I don't know anything about that. I only bowl strikes, homie.
Oh.
That's about it.
So. It started. It started.
You're dead.
Oh, by the way, you know, yeah. We can't use those, like, those barriers, you know, the what do you call it?
Buffers?
Oh, yeah.
The bumpers.
And you're not allowed to use the ramp that kids use either.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's 10 pin.
You have to throw the ball.
Yeah, it's 10 pin, by the way, not the little small. I know you, never mind. Okay, yeah, cool. We're not using small balls
okay.
here.
Okay, yep, full balls.
Yep. Tell yourself that, champ.
Yep.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Stacy says, what is the most annoying thing about each other?
Oh. That Shem thinks he can bowl. Or that Shem thinks he can beat me at anything.
Sidebar, Maria, this DM is a write-off the rest of it. Okay? Yeah, it's only going to be this.
Okay.
Like, there's no... It doesn't matter what anybody else asks. Uh-huh. It is only going to come down to this.
Okay, what's the next one after that, Maria?
Yeah. What's the next DM, Maria?
I don't have another one.
Okay.
Well, let's go back to bowling then, shall we?
Sure.
Okay, so King of Pins.
Yes.
Shem versus Mocha,
yes.
If you missed it,
Friday.
Is going to happen Friday, May 3rd.
Uh-huh.
We will give you the location. Fans are going to 100% be able to come. I don't know who is going to be crazy enough to give us a bowling alley for this, but we promise we will find one, and we will settle this one. Once and for all, right? And as Shem said, it's big balls, like the big balls, full size balls, 10 pin balls, big balls, three holes, two men, one champ.
That could be taken out of context.
Can we get shirts?
Huh?
Can we get shirts?
Yes.
All right, cool. Just asking.
All right, the way we started this DM deep dive was a suggestion from a Raza Mocha fan. Who said that Maria needs a catchphrase end the DM deep dives, right?
Okay, so, I have a few.
Okay, you had some time to think about it.
So
yes. Go ahead.
So say your thing to Maria.
So, hey, that was a great DM deep dive. Everyone, keep your DMs coming in because we love talking about them every single day. That was wonderful. Thank you, Maria.
In a world full of tweets, be someone's DM.
Okay.
No?
What else you got?
Serving you DMs while looking cute. Okay, when life gives you DMs, make conversations.
Okay, you know what a catchphrase is?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, well.
It shows. Okay, like.
One more?
Like, it should be like, DM got it.
Don't use that one, please.
Or what about DM right?
Oh!
That's the goal.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Do you think that's me?
Hey, Maria, thanks so much for the DM deep dives.
What did you say again? DM done it?
Okay, obviously we're still workshopping this, okay?
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. DM deep dive time, y'all.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Hello. Debo says, hey, I need to know, does Roz and Mocha call it knuckles or fist pump?
Huh?
What?
So, like, when you go to, like, dab someone up,
yeah.
Is it, like, give me knuckles? Is it fist bump?
It's called a fist bump.
Oh, or to dab somebody.
Or to dab somebody, yeah.
It's called a fist bump.
Bump, not pump, as that person said. That person said pump?
Pump.
No.
Yeah.
Fist bump.
Fist pump.
No, fist pump is like, you know, Jersey Shore style when you're dancing in the clubs, right? Fist up in the air.
That's a fist pump?
That's a fist pump.
Yes. Yeah.
Fist bump is when you dab somebody up.
Hold on. Let me.
Fist bump, yeah.
Let me private.
But I just say props. I mean props.
And look what a fist pump is.
Why do you need to private browse?
You want me to look up fist pump on my regular Google?
All right. Okay. Sorry, I'm obviously not thinking about what you're thinking about.
Jesus. I know because fist pumping was Jersey Shore,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And then fist bumping is when you bump fists.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go, Debo. Right. Next DM.
Elvie says, who is the biggest sports player that you've ever met? I'm also curious to know if Mocha's sports group chat has talked about this.
What do you mean biggest sports player?
You mean athlete?
I don't know. They said sports player.
Who wrote that?
This guy named Elvie.
Oh.
Elvie's clearly
sports
not into,
player.
Into sports. You mean athlete?
He sounds like somebody's mother. Oh, that's his favorite sports player.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have an answer, Roz?
What do you mean? Like, who's the biggest that
I've
met?
Like, who's the most famous? Or...
Like, can I say The Rock?
I mean,
is wrestling included in that?
Yes. Sports entertainment.
Oh, right.
So I'm going to say The Rock.
I mean, I've
also met John Cena once.
big, like, I don't know. Like, I've met, like, huge athletes. Like, I don't know who. I mean, I haven't met.
I've never met Gretzky. Have you met Gretzky?
Oh, many times.
Oh, yeah. I've never met Gretzky.
Cool. Yeah.
What about, like, Sidney Crosby?
I've never met LeBron, but I've met Shaq.
Wow. Oh, nice. Yeah. I was in the same room.
I've met Sidney Crosby.
I've been in the same room as LeBron and the late Kobe, RIP Kobe. Didn't get a chance to talk to them because it was all part of a big press conference.
Yeah.
You met Sidney Crosby?
Yeah. Maria's eyes just turned into the heart emojis. Yeah. You want to describe your interaction with Sidney Crosby, please, who Maria is in love with and calls her husband?
No, yes. No. Go and read your fan fiction from somebody else. I'm not giving you material.
What was the situation?
It was just like an event. Like, oh, it was okay. Like, he was just, it was like a hockey thing.
Did you talk
whatever.
To him?
Yeah, briefly. Yeah.
Do you remember what you talked about?
I didn't do the interview, so I was there, and then so whoever did the interview with him, it was much longer. But
Maria wants to know if he was nice.
Was he nice?
Hockey players are just, they're all, no offense, they're all boring, right? He was as boring as the next hockey player.
Could you tell if he was wearing cologne?
No.
Was his hair combed
idea.
It like all
no
messy?
Idea. No idea.
It's usually combed.
Did he have,
no idea.
Was he solo or was he there with like a ting?
What do you mean? Like a woman?
Yes.
No, he was there with like people.
Oh. Yeah, because I wasn't there, duh.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Maria wasn't there. Yeah.
Maria, how many times have you DM'd Sidney Crosby?
Oh, no, I haven't done that.
Yet.
Why haven't you? You've never, is he married? Is Sidney Crosby
no,
married?
No, he's not married. He's single.
She's the expert. Wow. You should try, Maria. Can you
DMing
DM
him?
Yeah. Can you DM Sidney Crosby and see what happens?
Say what? Hey, let's get married.
That's your game. That's how you're gonna shoot your shot, Maria.
If he's still single,
I don't know how to shoot my shot.
If he's still single at this point, that means, Maria, that you are competing against Pittsburgh Tings,
please.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, hold on. Pittsburgh women who want Sidney Crosby. Let's see. Does he have a girlfriend?
No.
Are you sure?
Kathy Lautner is what pops up here.
Oh, no.
He may have a ting.
Oh.
Oh, damn, Maria.
No!
The couple have been dating for over a decade now.
Yes. Oh. Thank you. Oh, Maria trying to break up long term.
No.
Damn, Maria.
Well, you know, I can just cry about it at home tonight.
That's a horrible way to find out that your boyfriend's had a girlfriend for a decade. Yeah.
10 plus years. Okay, we got time for one more DM, please.
Okay, CZ says, hey, I'm a listener. When you just started, I can't speak English.
She's so shook. She's so emotional that Sidney Crosby has been with somebody for 10 plus years.
Okay, sorry. CZ says, hey, I started listening when you started with the team. I love the show and the podcast. My question for the DM deep dive is, what's the deal with Maury and his husband? Oh. Can he explain why he sleeps on the couch? Why Matthew seems to really hate him?
Oh my God.
Also, why did Maury make Roz so mad all the time? I feel like Roz hates him.
Oh, no.
There's a lot going on in that one. Okay, so where do you want to start?
Let's start with the couch.
Okay.
Why do you sleep on the couch?
I actually left the bed to go to the couch on my own last night.
Why do you sleep on the couch and not in the bed?
It used to be because I was making sounds with my mouth and Matthew would send me out there. Uh-huh. Then I broke my arm and slept on the couch for months. Now I get a better sleep on the couch.
You do? Oh. So have you tried to...
Because Matthew talks to the dog until 3 a.m.
What?
He's like, does Andy need to go outside? Does Andy need to go outside? Is Andy hungry? Like, he asks the dog questions.
That's definitely a euphemism. Yeah.
Okay, so you are now choosing to sleep on the couch. So you tried to go back to normal life. You and Matthew would go to bed.
Yes.
Okay. And do you ever go to bed at the same time or rarely?
I always go before him.
How long before?
He stays up to like 2 a.m. So like a few hours beforehand, fall asleep or whatever. And then he comes to bed, I get up and go to the couch.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Do you ever wake up for work and he's still awake from the night before?
Yeah, many times.
Or like leave the condo to come into work and he's still awake from the night before?
Yeah, like sometimes he's lying on the couch watching YouTube.
Well, you're on the couch trying to sleep?
Oh, damn.
No, like if he's on the couch, I'll stay in the bed.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And just for clarification, Matt, I know it sounds just the nature of their relationship. Matthew yells it at Maury, but he actually does not hate you. Roz.
Wait, you know that?
Oh.
I mean.
You know what? This is probably just a good time to end this awkward DM deep dive.
Yep.
Amazing. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
No. Use one of you earlier this week. He said, come up with a catchphrase.
What was it again? DM Don? DM Don?
No,
DM
Don?
I don't know.
That's not DM Don.
Anyway.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Here we go. DM deep dive time, y'all.
Maria, what do we get in the DMs today?
Okay, this is from an anonymous writer.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, the crew is making fun of you, Maria, for liking criminals. But I just want to know if anyone has watched the new show on Netflix, The Gentleman, with Theo James. After watching the whole season, I can definitely see what Maria sees in a little criminal activity. Furthermore, I may have had my imagination going during some adult time with my husband last month after watching, and I just found out I'm pregnant after that session.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Now I'm wondering, do I admit to my husband I was thinking about a celebrity during the deed? It's not a common occurrence for me. I swear this hasn't happened since I watched the first Bridgerton, and I'm verily, I'm very happily married and very excited for this baby. Does anyone else think of a celebrity from time to time?
There's a lot going on in that
message.
Okay, we have imaginative infidelity. We have pregnancy. We have Guy Ritchie. We have prisoners. We got a lot of stuff going on in that one DM.
So what do you want to tackle first?
First of all, gentlemen, great show. Watch it, right?
Yeah, I haven't
loved
seen it.
Love that. Mm-hmm. I think that let's go to the fact that she thinks of celebrities when she's with her husband intimately. And on one of those rare occasions, as she said, she actually got pregnant from her husband while thinking of another man.
So and does she tell her husband?
No.
No, she names the baby. She names the baby Theo.
Oh,
Maury. No, that's even
worse.
Oh,
that's even worse.
That's even worse.
I mean, sorry, don't name the baby Theo.
Maury.
That's terrible. Horrible advice. Keep your mouth shut. Now,
less is more.
Back to the first part of that DM and you being attracted to all sorts of criminals, Maria.
Oh my gosh.
How much is your TikTok or like the For You page still filled with those guys in prison doing call outs to women saying, hey, I want to be friends. Hit me up. My code is, and then like a string of numbers.
It's like every 10 videos.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Is it because they still exist because you keep clicking on them?
I don't like them anymore.
Anymore.
There's one I liked. And I think, yeah.
And what, he got booed up?
I don't know.
It takes a long time to clean up your For You page.
Yeah, it does. It will go away.
I could go on Instagram right now and I bet you it's still one.
There was something you sent me the other day.
Yeah.
And because of that one thing on IG, my Explore page, it's like I get all these recommendations. I don't want to see it. I, for a little while, don't trust anything that you send me, Roz.
Right.
I won't click on it because then it's going to affect the algorithm on my phone.
Yeah. Okay, here. I'll just show you quickly what my For You page looks like. Okay.
Uh-oh.
And I swear to God, I did this. Like, this is because I clicked one thing.
Yeah, sure.
I bet. One thing years ago that I think was like, I don't know, it was like Hot Teacher or something like that. And I did before I knew. Okay, take a look at my For You page.
Oh my God. Bro, you have to start a new account.
Okay. And then watch when I scroll. Watch what it then goes to. It's the same thing, but only men.
Yeah, those guys are swole too.
Right? Like it's ruined. Everything is ruined.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need to start a new account.
You like one video and it's game over.
Like at new Roz Weston.
Yeah,
should be your new IG.
Like this is first video.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Roz.
First video.
Holy.
Yes.
Dude.
Thank you.
New account, man.
I know. It's ruined. I never even go on to my, whatever you call this.
What? TikTok?
No.
Explore page.
No,
your
For You page. I never go on it because of this.
So Maria's all criminals still.
Yeah. Not all criminals.
Yeah. Like.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Next DM, please.
All right. Candy says, is there a way to listen in the podcast?
If I hold this up, will you be able to continue the DM, Smoke?
No, that is a long video.
Jesus.
Yo.
What is happening in there?
Yo.
Okay, Candy says, is there a way to listen into the podcast?
Maria, close your eyes for 1 second, Maria.
Okay,
just close
I'm
your eyes.
Them.
Okay, close your eyes for 1 second. That's my For You page, Shem.
Amen. Well, you want to send me that?
I'm not sending you anything.
Why not?
No. Okay, Maria, you can come back now.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. What does Candy want to know?
Okay, Candy, for the third time. Is there a way to listen to the podcast, but the unfiltered version that you've bleeped on the show? You can keep the names of people bleeped, but the stories that you have bleeped, I need to hear them. They're driving me crazy.
No.
What
you hear on the podcast is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the live radio show, that's what you get.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you then get a rating, right? Like you get like an explicit rating on some of the platforms too, if stuff isn't censored, and so it changes that. And but the History of Roz and Mocha docuseries is not bleeped, and it is fully uncensored. Like.
By the way, tonight into tomorrow,
midnight
is episode number one, one of six that will come out.
Yeah, and like Mocha swear.
No
and I never
way.
Swear.
And Mocha never swears.
I've got like the cleanest mouth.
Yeah.
That ew. Sounded weird. Ew.
Amen. Yeah.
Great. Now my phone heard that. Right. Now that's going to be on my For You page. I'm going to add that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a wrap on today's DM Deep Dive. Thank you, everyone, for sending in everything that you send in every single day. They go straight to Maria, and then Maria brings them to the show, including some of those criminal accounts, the like hot criminals that Maria's just like obsessed with. Thanks, Maria.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time. Love to do this on the show every single day where we go through the DMs that you are sending into us.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today? What do people want to know? What are they writing?
All right. Well, Alex said, did Maria ever collect the messages from the guys sliding into her DMs that Roz wanted?
Oh! So this happened last week on the show where you had brought up some of the, not weirdo, but just some of the messages from guys who have been like either kicking game or just like whatever they've been saying to you. And then Roz, because you said like most times you go through and you delete them.
Yeah.
And then Roz said, for the next week, don't delete any of the messages, compile them and bring them to one of the deep dives.
Yes. No editing, no nothing. Just raw.
So these are the DMs from dudes sliding in, trying to kick game to you.
Yes.
Go ahead. What's the first one? You don't have to give names.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give any names. One person wrote, would love for you to drain my wallet if you're ever interested. You're a goddess and you deserve my money more than I do.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Guy.
Yes. I would marry that
one. Wow. What's that word? What do they call guys like
sugar
that?
Sugar daddies?
No, what is it? Oh, there's that one. Is it simp?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Are all of these from simps?
No, Maybe.
Okay, go ahead.
Be honest here.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, that's your pickup line? You could tell a woman you can take all my money?
Yeah.
Like, is this what it is in 2024 when you're single? Guys being like, have all my money? What is the matter with people?
And this person, could they see that you've read the message?
Yeah, I read them all the time. I get one every day from him, actually.
Oh, my.
And they're different versions of that.
Oh, my.
Every morning.
Drain my wallet.
Yeah,
every morning?
Sometimes twice a day from him.
Oh, my God. Okay, next.
This person actually sent me this DM after we were talking about that segment of what not to eat on the first date.
Uh-huh.
And he said, is pizza acceptable to eat on a first date? And that was it. So people are doing
didn't even say I would love to take you out for pizza or anything
this
like that.
This guy needs way better game than that.
Okay, that doesn't get a response.
Just let that
at all.
Guy know. He, you know, copy and paste the guy said you can have all my money and send it to that guy. so he knows what he's up against.
Yeah. Okay.
This person said, hey Maria, how's it going? My name is blank. I love listening to you on the show every morning on my way to work. I'm 24 years old. I live in blank. Honestly, I think you're super cute and I'd really like to get to know you even over coffee or dessert. I hope you have a great week.
So did that person get a response?
No.
Did you click their profile?
No.
You didn't scroll through
No.
Oh.
He's 24.
Okay.
That's too young.
Is it too young? Okay, this is good to know. This is good to know for people.
Too young.
Okay.
Young. Another person said, I'll send you $100 for a picture of your feet.
Oh my God. Okay.
$100.
Did you send the pic?
No.
$100.
And for $100, I would expect way more for my feet than $100.
Somebody else's feet. $100.
You know, you're starting a bidding war.
Mr. Drain My Wallet is going to be like, I'll send you thousands.
Oh.
This guy says, so sexy, I'd like to wifey you. And that was it.
Oh, I'd like to wife you. Oh, wife. I thought you said wipe. Oh.
Wifey. Oh, no.
No.
No. Yeah.
What else? What else?
I posted this picture on my thing, and it was from like this app called Lapse. So yeah. In case you don't know what it is. So someone said February.
What happens, for anyone who doesn't know, what happens in using the Lapse
Lapse is basically
app?
Like a film camera app.
Okay.
And then you can save them to your phone.
Yeah.
So
what was the picture of?
It was a swipe. Like I did like 7 different photos of like my month on Lapse.
Yeah. Okay.
So he wrote, February on Lapse looks good. You on Lapse looks even better, but our dates on Lapse would look the best.
Oh. Hey.
Okay. Yeah, that one was good.
So did that one warrant a, let me check his profile and scroll through?
No.
Okay, did that warrant a response?
But no.
Damn. Oh.
But it was great, though.
What does it take? Explain this, though. Like, what does it take for somebody to send you a DM to get a profile click?
They have to have a good picture in their little Bumble. Something intriguing.
Okay, and that gets a profile click.
Yes.
So what is intriguing then? What would you consider to be intriguing? Like if you see something where it like could be a van or it could be abs and you don't know, so you got to go investigating.
Abs,
or,
no.
Or are you just looking for face? Like it has to be somebody's face.
Yeah, I have to see their face.
Okay.
You know how many guys listening right now are all fumbling on their phone trying to change a profile picture? Yeah.
Do you like when somebody smiles or do you like the sort of more mysterious thing?
I think it depends.
It depends.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
What about if a gentleman wears a hat?
Yeah, that's fine.
A hat's fine.
I like hats. Yeah.
Shirt?
Yes, always shirt.
Always
I don't care
shirt.
To see your abs.
Okay.
Yeah. Sales at Lids, the hat store, are going to be going through the roof over the next couple of days. That was a wonderful DM deep dive. Thank you, everyone. I guess thank you to the dude sliding into Maria's DM.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
Exactly what happened today, going through Maria's DMs. But keep them coming in because we love talking about them every single day.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
All right, time to jump into it. DM deep dive time.
Hey, Maria, what do we got today in the DMs?
Yo, Roz, this one's for you.
Okay.
What are your top... Well, it's coming from Marek, by the way. So Marek says, what are your top toenail paint colors for the summertime? I'm going to Disney with my wife and 3 kids, and I'm going to paint my toes. Want to start with your recommendations on colors.
Okay, so my number one color has always been, but it's controversial, because the company that makes it changed the color at some point. And so I have hoarded 3 bottles of this, one of which my mother-in-law gave to me because she had one, which is China Glaze Pool Party. To me, that is my ultimate summer color, right?
So they changed the tone of it, but they didn't change the name.
No, they kept the name because the one I have is far more of like a bright neon orange.
Yeah.
And they went slightly pinker with it. Right? Which really disappointed me.
Uh-huh.
So I still have a couple of the old bottles. So I still go with that. I have another one that I love a lot, which is almost like a... Oh, it's sort of like a baby / robin's egg / Tiffany blue.
Ooh,
that I like. It's really, really pretty. I have that. But I never go dark. I never do black. I never do anything like that. It's always, I love neons and that kind of stuff. So any of those, and you can find them anywhere now. Like it used to be really difficult. Years ago, there was a company called Manglaze.
Yeah.
And shut up.
Yo.
Okay. And they were building this company it was nail polish for men back in the day. It was in the 90s, I think it was. And they came to me and wanted me to be their spokesperson for it. Right.
That's so cool.
And it was like a legit company. Like they were marketing it and everything else. And
Why didn't you link up with Manglaze?
Nah, I didn't do it.
Bro, you could have got the bag.
Nah, I didn't do it. I didn't want to do it. But yeah, so like I was going to be like the face and feet of a male cosmetics company at one point.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
We all could have been rocking the Manglaze.
Yeah.
That would look wild on your resume. The face of
Manglaze. Damn. All right, Maria, what other DMs do we have today?
Okay, Veli says, what does the end of the show look like each morning? Does everyone just go home, or do you have a meeting, or do you have a post-game chant or cheer?
Like a cheer. No. So usually what happens is we don't have a chant. We don't have a cheer. There are days where we do have like a post-show meeting, talk about things that are coming up. Sometimes our boss comes in here and we have meetings with him just about other show stuff, about radio station stuff. Because, you know, the show does broadcast various radio stations across the country. So there's a lot to talk about when it comes to the different radio stations. For me, I stick around. I'm usually here till about 11, 1130 working on stuff for either the following day or future shows. Roz usually gets out of here. Unless again, there's a meeting. I know Maury sometimes sticks around here. Most days he just bounces. Shem, because of his role as executive producer of the show, but also as assistant program director of the radio station. I know your responsibilities are beyond the show. So sometimes you're here until what time, Shem?
Oh, well into the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well into the afternoon.
Someday I'll call Shem and he'll be like, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm still at work.
That's crazy.
Yep. That's nuts. And I know, Maria, you have days where after the show, you're here until.
Yeah.
Until when?
I'm here until about like 11:30, 12 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll leave though and I'll just go work from home.
Yeah.
If that's the case, but I'll stick around here and edit.
And I think also like for all of us who end up leaving after the show, if we do need to leave, the work does continue throughout the day at home. Like for Maury, for example, even though he'll leave after the show, you'll spend the entire day like booking phone calls
together. Or I just work better
FML
from home.
Yeah, in the comfort of your own home, in your PJs, sitting in front of your computer. So the work does continue. It may not be here in the studios. That was a great DM deep dive. Thank you, everyone. Keep them coming in. Whatever DMs you send in to any of the KISS social accounts across the country, make their way over to Maria, and then Maria brings them to the radio. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
No.
Oh.
Earlier this week, somebody said, Maria, come up with like a catchphrase for every time we end the DM deep dive. So you can't say anytime. You are going to now say, hey, Maria, thanks so much. That was a great DM deep dive.
When life gives you DMs, make conversations.
It's not a catchphrase.
Guys, I don't know.
That's a fortune cookie.
Okay, give us one more. Hey, that was a great DM deep dive today. Thanks for that, Maria.
DM and done.
Okay, we're going to workshop this some more.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.